This is the second part of a three-part series. It features John Simons. He's the president of Flooring Web Solution. John, the term shopping and shop, is that getting more complicated?
When you talk about shop, to me, that's a very broad term today. Because what do we mean by shop? Are they just browsing, looking at product to get some kind of information? They want to actually order online? Do they want to have ship to store online? You know, place the order online and ship to store. So there's a lot of different ways people shop. When it comes to flooring, I know an interview did recently, Stuart talked about that the online sales were about 1%.
Stuart Hirshhorn, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that leaves 99% that didn't buy, that were shopping online, but didn't buy online. Okay, so they were in there looking at products, looking at details, looking at whatever they wanted, whatever their needs are, and then they went offline into a store to buy. So who engaged them and who got that sale, you know, is not truly online, but probably initiated online mm-hmm. with the, you know, exploring their options.
Interesting. If a retailer has certain products on his floor, do you think it's wise to have all of those products on the website?
It all depends. I mean, when you say should he have all his products on the site, that can vary from store to store and how it's done. I mean, you can have a lot of SKUs online, or you can have very minimal. And so, I mean, let's say you have hardwood and you only show 10 SKUs, they may misinterpret that that's all you have. At the same time, you could have, you know, 1,000 SKUs up there and no one's really looking at them. So, I mean, it just, it begins to be, you know, what's best for the dealer. If you're stocking and you're doing a lot of stocking, you know, that may be, I still think that's a great way to entice consumers. Show them your stock, you know, the things you have in stock, ready, come to the store, you know, give you a sample in the store, we'll come do an estimate. You know, these are great values for the DIY, or, you know, even for the person just, you know, having it installed but wants a great deal. So I really think any time you're stocking, you should be putting that up there.
I see, but the idea being that if you have all this inventory, let them know on their website quickly that you have all this stuff, and that whatever they're looking for, chances are they're going to find it in your store.
I mean, you know, I think people are so used to going to, you know, the Best Buys and the Walmarts and the Home Depot, the Lowe's, I can go on, Wayfair, I mean, go on and on, all these places that, I'm not talking about flooring, other things. And they see the plethora of all this inventory they have, you know, from TVs to computers to, you know, on Amazon. So they're used to saying, wow, I have more cameras. I mean, I go nuts when I look at this stuff, because you got more than you'll ever, you can't even understand half of it, you know, because you're not in that business, but you got all these options and all these different things, but it attracts you, and it does get you to the point where now I got to go do more research and everything, but at least I know, wow, this place has all the, you know, everything I can possibly want, you know, for that type of product. So it does seem appealing. You know, I think to most people.
I've got you. Now, I've had a lot of marketing people on this program, and they've talked to me about the nature of the floor covering industry, saying that really consumers don't really have established in their mind a connection with a floor covering manufacturer's brand. I think you've said that before. And that seems to
be... Yes, I have. I've done surveys on it.
Yeah. Well, and that seems to be... I mean, I hear that from a lot of people. They say, as a result, it's important for a retailer to concentrate on building their own brand. How can a retailer help build his brand on their website?
Well, first, I'd like to say, in a John Trivers tone, the manufacturers are backwards in the flooring industry when it comes to the web. They are not embracing it correctly at all. And it still is my pet peeve, because there should be very easily for a flooring store who asks the manufacturer, hey, I need all the SKUs and the data that I can put up on my site. No prices. I'm not going to sell online. when I'm trying to build a product catalog and 99% of the manufacturers can't give it to you. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. This is 2016. Come on. You got to have that. You got to have it for your customers. I mean, just think of it. It is your virtual display online. Your customers locally want to show your products, and you can't offer it to them. That is beyond my comprehension. Okay, the dealers, on my point, they should also want to look at and say, okay, what do I want to put on the web, and how cost-effectively can I do it, and where can I get the information I need from these different companies? Because I really want to build, I'm really adamant, as a dealer, I want to build your brand. I don't want to build Mohawk, Shaw, I'm sorry, any of the manufacturers, Anderson, I'll go on and on. I don't want to build their brand. I want to build my own brand, because that's where the customer is going to connect, is with you. And they don't know your brand. So you got to really improve your own brand awareness, I'm saying, for the retailer, and build your own name. That's who they're buying from. The other day you did with two young millennials that I know, mm-hmm. With Nons, and also with the other gentleman.
Yeah, Atchison.
Yeah,
Jason,
yeah,
Atchison.
Yeah, and they both are great. But I'll guarantee you, they are building their own names out there. They're building their own names in their communities. And, you know, the manufacturers, sure, you have to show the manufacturers, you got to have the manufacturers, everything, but consumers don't know the manufacturers. So they are really working towards that. Mohawk recently came out with a great program. Commend them. They're doing a program with Yelp, with the Mohawk-aligned dealers. And I have a couple Mohawk dealers on the Yelp program, and I've actually worked with Yelp on it. And Mohawk actually is paying a certain percentage so that when you go to the Mohawk dealer's Yelp page, you're going to see some Mohawk video, and the competitors aren't showing on the Mohawk dealer's page. If you pay Yelp, they'll take the competitors off. So when you look at their page, you're not saying, oh, see this other local retailer. But beyond that, the dealer can do advertising. And when I talk to Yelp, again, you know, I used to be down on Yelp. Now I'm kind of leaning the other way. But what made sense was anybody going to Yelp, consumer-wise, why are they on Yelp? There's only one reason. It's not to play games. It's not to, you know, just browse. It's looking for a store to buy from. In the case, if they're searching for a carpet store in Calhoun, Georgia on Yelp, there's only one reason they're there. They're looking for a carpet store in Calhoun, Georgia. Or a carpet cleaning store, or, you know, a hardwood flooring store in Milwaukee. I mean, that's the only reason you go to Yelp, right? Mm-hmm. So that becomes, and they have thousands of people in metro areas going on Yelp looking for specific businesses in their local area, and it's very highly targeted. So you have a very targeted audience that may help dealers connect with more consumers. Because you know they're targeted, and if they're looking for a carpet store in Calhoun, Georgia on Yelp, I would say that's a very highly qualified targeted audience.
I would say.
So it makes sense for dealers also to look out outside the Google search and things, the Bing, Google, Yahoo, whatever search results, and maybe look at some of the local business directories like Yelp, which really has done a pretty good job, or Angie's List, you know, possibly Angie's List. Because you got a targeted audience there. And when they're in there and they're looking for a specific business or service, it's very targeted.
I see. What would you say, John, are the absolutely most important elements on a retail website?
Well, obviously, name, address, phone number, and you want it mobile friendly, and you want it at the top, unless there's multiple locations, then you have to figure something else out. But you definitely want all the communication things, your name, address, phone number, a map to your store, Google Maps, all that. So
I guess
that's
hours
priority
as well, huh?
Well, it's just going to get. And then you also need the store hours, a way to communicate with you, either through, you know, a form, email. I prefer a form because otherwise the email address on the site gets every spammer will pick it up. But, I mean, yeah, you want ways for them to communicate with you. You want to make it easy and very visible to them so they see right away, oh, here's all the information. If I'm just looking, because I see this a lot, and I see it a lot on Google Plus Local, where the consumer's just, hey, I'm looking for the phone number, address, everything, and the map to their store. I want to go there. So you don't want that hidden. You want it very obvious. So that's number one. Two, for dealers, you really want to talk local, meaning you want to definitely add local words to all your pages. So if you're a Calhoun carpet store, Calhoun, Georgia carpet store, you better be talking about Calhoun carpet, Calhoun, GA carpet store. If you're not, how will Google and the other search engines know your area? So you really want to talk about that. And next, you really want to really make it very visible, the products and services that you offer. You want it very visible and very clear to them so that somebody looking for the product services that you offer, they can easily find it very quickly from the homepage. And remember that a lot of times if your site is done well, you get a lot of people that never go to the homepage. They actually end up in internal pages because those pages are optimized and come up well in the search engine.
Oh, I see.
So maybe it's your hardwood flooring page that comes up really well. So don't assume they always go to the home page. So you want to make sure all your pages are well optimized for the search engine. Don't just take it for granted. I just do the home page.
And again,
and I think that would be a good start right there without inundating the customer.
And again, you can find all that in Google and Analytics. Where do they go? Where do you get the most traffic, et cetera?
Yeah, and in some cases, you know, let's say you're known for carpet. And, you know, the last report I saw, laminate was really way down. I mean, the market share for the U.S. And my point is that with laminate way down and some dealers not really promoting laminate, maybe you don't even want to show laminate on your site. Okay, give it more room and emphasis to the products or product groups you really want to sell or are selling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're known for carpet, then you better make that really well known and really show that off. And sometimes you're trying to get, you know, hey, I want more hardwood flooring market share. Then you got to look at, you know, how can I emphasize that but not lose my carpet share that I'm getting. So sometimes it might mean pay-per-click advertising for hardwood flooring because you can't do well on Google with that and carpet today. So you then do some pay-per-click advertising for hardwood flooring that goes to a hardwood flooring landing page.
I got you. What about selling product online? Is that something that a retailer should consider at this point in time? I mean, a lot of people buy things online. A lot of people buy floor coverings online. Especially do-it-yourself, I guess. What are your thoughts? Is that something they should consider?
Well, buying online, we know it's growing, okay? We all know it's growing, and again, you know, with a 1% total in the flooring industry, which I think is probably pretty accurate, okay, it's still a small number because flooring has, you know, to be installed, it's heavy, it's bulky, you know, the cartons do better, things in cartons, but they got to be palletized or they get damaged. So they're, after doing a lot of online e-commerce over the years, it definitely is growing, but it's a tough niche to get into today. And I say that because when you talk about going nationwide, you want to sell, you tremendous marketing reach. Cheap, going nationwide. It really isn't cheap, but a lot of people think that. And the reason I say it isn't cheap, because now you're competing with all the big guys online to get on page one, because that's where you got to be. And you can spend a lot of money in pay-per-click advertising. I've had them where they're spending $500 a day in pay-per-click advertising. And if you're new to online sales and you have a new site, you know, you're at ground zero. You're right at the bottom, the totem pole in Google with a new site, and you're not going to get optimized very quickly to get up on page one, so you're going to have to do pay-per-click advertising. So I get the calls all the time for e-commerce, and normally once I really educate the retailer on what it takes, they back off. they decide, you know, it's just not worth it. Because I'm like, there's a tremendous amount of money just in the marketing that's got to be spent.
This will conclude the second part of a three-part series. It features John Simonson. He's the president of Flooring Web Solution. We'll air the final part of this series this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.